Welcome Home, written by Aki no Hikari, read by Mistborn Hero, A Akagami no Shirajuki Hime Porfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Obi Shirajuki Sun. It is tagged for polyamory, romance, established relationship, fluff. Summary. Obi returns from a long trip with a surprise for Sen and Shirajuki. Obi yawned as he made his way over to the palace grounds. He had been gone for half a year, doing his master's bidding, and he was looking forward to a warm bed and a warm welcome. He scratched his jaw and grinned. He wondered if they would like the new and improved Obi. With barely a heave, he started scaling the palace's outer wall, taking care to keep himself away from the guard's sight. He entered the royal chamber and found master and mistress sitting on the couch near the fireplace, each engrossed in a book. Mistress's freezing feet, and Obi knew they were freezing because he had been attacked with them more than once, were trying to warm up under Master's thigh. Obi could almost hear the yelp Master must have given when they sneaked up under him. He grinned and set his travel pack down. He leaned against the wall, in plain sight even, and waited for one of them to notice him. Mistress looked up, obviously about to speak to Master. She saw him, blinked, and then screeched, making Master startle and look at Obi. His surprise quickly replaced by a frown and his hand going for his sword. "How did you get in here?" he asked with his most royal tone, and Obi couldn't help but snicker.
"Through the balcony, of course."
They both blinked again, confusion obvious in their faces. Obi was doing his best not to laugh out loud. "Obi?" they said, with the same incredulous tone.
"Greetings, Master, Mistress. As you can see, I have returned."
He bowed grandiosely before sauntering over to the couch and sprawling between them. They shuffled over to make space, but kept staring at him. Mistress rubbed her eyes and then reached forward, her hand resting against Obi's new feature. Her fingers ran through the coarse hair, and Obi closed his eyes, enjoying the sensation. "You grew a beard." Mistress's voice was as soft as her fingers.
"Well, I am 25 after all. It was time I started to look like an adult," he explained as he nuzzled her hand.
"Huh. You look surprisingly not sketchy." Obi grinned and opened an eye to give his master a look.
"How mean. Are you saying my face is naturally sketchy?"
Mistress giggled and leaned forward to kiss Obi's cheek. "I like it. You look very dependable."
"Mistress? You too?"
Obi gasped as he pulled back and clutched at his heart.
"I am most grievously wounded."
Master's hand reached over and ran down his jawline. Obi turned to him, and he felt a shiver run down as he stared at his master's darkened eyes.
"I could get used to this,"
Sen said, his voice lowered in thought. Then he leaned forward and kissed him. Obi sighed happily and enjoyed himself until Master huffed and pulled back.
"You better keep it well trimmed. I will not have a scruffy looking mite."
Master's eyes were twinkling, and his gentle smile warmed Obi better than any fireplace could.
"Yes, sir."
"Obi." He turned and felt Mistress's lips on his own. He leaned into it
and allowed himself to get lost in the moment for a few seconds. She pulled back with a small laugh, and her hands held his face tenderly. "Welcome home," she said, and her voice was like the sun to him, bright and full of warmth and love. Avi smiled in return. "I'm glad to be back." The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2025. I'm kinda happy about this because my first podfic of this ship was, I'm pretty sure, 2020? And yeah. Also kinda amused because that one is called At Home and this one is called Welcome Home. Different authors. One's by Amok and the other, this one, is by Akino Hikari. But they are both sweet and I love them. I hope you do too. Thank you for listening and please remember to drink some water today.